Good morning. Steve Sherlock here for Steve's 2 cents from Franklin, Mass. It's Friday, March 18th. If you're listening to this, you should have survived the Ides of March. Hopefully only Julius Caesar had to worry about those. And St. Patrick's Day, which is certainly celebrated of those in the Irish lineage, of which I have half claim. It was interesting, a friend of mine sent me an email, actually Wednesday. Hey, if you got time in the afternoon, let's grab a coffee and catch up. I applauded him for his foresight in actually offering to meet at a coffee place on Thursday afternoon, St. Patrick's Day, because had we met at a bar, we probably would have not had an intelligent conversation. A bar on St. Patrick's in Boston, not a good idea. I've been there a few times. Now, if you really want to be in that crowd, that's the place to be. I prefer a little bit more quiet. That's just me. The birds are busy this morning. Hopefully you can pick that up in the background. Hear a woodpecker working his way through some trees as well. So a bunch of stuff going on. It's also March Madness with the NCAA basketball tournament. 68 teams working down to the final four to the number one. There was an interesting analysis I saw on the records of several coaches where their records, even if they were the lower rated or lower seeded teams, they still outperformed. And clearly that's a testament to their leadership. Clearly they're all dealing with a similar set of, you know, college athletes, stars in some categories. Exactly what their strengths are, that can vary from year to year, but the coach providing that leadership, providing that environment, is still so critical. Leadership is always critical. You got to set the groundwork, ground rules, do the groundwork, make sure everybody's engaged, everybody's involved, everybody's on the same page. There may still be differences, but as long as you're working together, that makes a heck of a difference. You know, the analogies of, you know, crew, whether it's a 6 or an 8, with or without cox, the coxswain, the one calling the pace, calling the drill. When those 6 oars lift in unison, it's a wonderful thing. The skull just lifts and rides through the water. If an oar slips, now you've got one going one way and the other 7 going the other way. Not a pretty sight. And that's where the teamwork will come together and they'll help each other to get back in sync. That's where a lot of our symbology, a lot of our terminology comes from, I think. Many of the athletic events tend itself to do that. Certainly there's a lot of war imagery, because leadership is also required from a military perspective. I remember my father telling us, you know, when he went to boot camp, you know, he was no longer Sherlock from Pawtucket with unique traits. He was drilled as a Marine, part of a team. He knew his role, and he functioned in that role so the team could succeed. And to his credit, luck as well. he managed to walk off Iwo Jima. So there is something to that methodology. There is something to that leadership. There is something to that teamwork. And that's what's coming to mind on this Friday morning. Just completed my walk. Working from home today. Got plenty to do. So I shall get busy about that and let you go on to do your thing. Wherever this finds you. Whether you're listening to it on Friday or Saturday or Sunday or catching up to it later. It's effectively the middle of the month of March. Almost the end of the first quarter. Hopefully you're making good progress on all your goals and objectives. Hopefully you've got a good leader to work with, or you're providing good leadership. And all that makes it hopefully easier. There's still going to be challenges. If there were no challenges, there would be no reason to do much. Business as usual, what's that? That's no fun. It's boring. Need a challenge. So, we'll let you go. Enjoy. And until next time, this is Steve Sherlock for Steve's Two Cents here in Franklin, Mass. Take care.